Tomorrow in Istanbul, Formula One teams representing McLaren, Lotus, and Ferrari, among others, will be vying for the top prize in the Turkish Grand Prix, the fourth of 19 international F1 races this year. Followers of the circuit are known for their devotion to F1 and to its drivers, a few of whom are the most highly paid competitors in the world. But for fans who wish to indulge their passion beyond the grandstand and the concession booth, there's another option. Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, which has as its theme the world's most iconic race car. Only a Game's Ken Shulman visited the United Arab Emirates capital to learn more about Ferrari fever.
There really aren't words for the way your neck seizes up when you rocket from 0 to 150 miles per hour, faster than you can say Michael Schumacher. It's the G-Force Formula One drivers feel when they accelerate, and the G-Force you feel on Formula Rossa, the world's fastest roller coaster, and the marquee attraction at Ferrari World Abu Dhabi. Ferrari World Abu Dhabi is the first theme park in the Persian Gulf, and the only Ferrari park anywhere. The mix of machismo and motors plays well in this neighborhood of broad boulevards, fast cars, and massive oil reserves. This isn't Paris thumbing its collective nose at Mickey Mouse. Actually, Ferrari World is its own neighborhood. The park's sinuous steel and glass roof furls over an area larger than 15 football fields, sheltering rides, exhibits, restaurants, and a movie theater. But it's not just the locals who succumb to its high-octane Italian charm. The largest indoor theme park on the planet has drawn visitors from India, South Africa, France, and scores of other countries since it opened last November. Abdul Akhmatov flew 10 hours from Kyrgyzstan to buy a hat and keychain and ride Formula Rossa. He's flying home tomorrow.
I expected, you know, that like a little bit more speed than we can feel on the car itself. But it's really, it's more than more. 240 kilometers per hour were done within like 1.5 seconds only. So it's amazing and very scary as well.
Do you love cars?
Yes, sure, especially Ferrari.
What's so great about Ferrari?
Speed, of course. Speed and design.
Formula One racing isn't like baseball or soccer. Most fans can buy a ball or glove, but very few people can afford a Ferrari. Fewer still have the $250 million you need to keep a car on the Formula One circuit for a single season. What is it then about this sport and this car that sings to folks tied up in traffic from Delhi to Dakar? Russell Laughlin is marketing manager at the Yas Hotel, Ferrari World's neighbor on Abu Dhabi's Yas Island. The futuristic five-star resort straddles Abu Dhabi's Formula One racetrack. On race day, cars whip beneath, around, and through it. But the Grand Prix visits Abu Dhabi just once a year. Ferrari World is open every day.
Oh, Ferrari World is huge. It's a huge attraction for Yas Island. And the Yas Hotel has done very well from its affiliation. We work very closely. Quite simply, Ferrari World is a super wow.
Why do people like racing cars so much?
Oh, I think it's all us wannabes. We want to drive fast sometimes. It's the romance, it's the excitement, the speed, and all those things that go connected with that. There's maybe even a slight element of danger.
Speed, design, danger. It's a potent cocktail, but there's a missing ingredient, desire. Francesco Coronetto is a psychologist from Rome. He thinks race cars, and Ferrari in particular, tickle something in the corners of our collective memory.
Ferrari is a symbol of power, an object of desire, something we need to possess in order to attain status and prestige. For the people of the Persian Gulf, it's the affirmation of the power of money, as if that money, which comes from their oil, took form and shape in this car. As an Italian, I'm proud this park highlights my country's creative genius, but I'd be happier if the money spent to build Ferrari World had gone to help some depressed country in the third world.
Sarebbe stato meglio. Thank you very much this way. Enjoy your ride. Thank you.
Except for the trademark color, no one will ever confuse Ferrari World with the Red Cross. But the majority of the park's 900 employees do come from depressed third world countries. Men from Kolkata, India make tortellini at Rosticceria Modena, where modest Gulf women shrouded in black share pizza on red and white checkered tablecloths. The Magic Motor Kingdom makes strange bedfellows beneath the even stranger grace of Ferrari. Never mind Lockie works the gate at Formula Rossa. For the 22-year-old Zimbabwean, Ferrari isn't just a job, it's a vocation. And yes, his name is Nevermind.
Do you love Ferrari?
I love Ferrari too much.
Why?
Because it's giving me an experience that is out of this world, sir. I love Ferrari. And wherever I will go, I will tell the people the experience I got in Ferrari world. It will be in my rest of my life, and I will keep it.
An exit through the gift shop confirms Ferrari as racing's number one brand. What other stable has its own line of wallets, watches, and bathrobes? But at Ferrari World, the brand takes on the trappings of faith. Roadsters suspended in space like airborne icons. A pristine pilgrimage through a miniature Italian landscape. Or this 3D virtual tour of the hallowed factory in Maranello. Not recommended, by the way, to those who suffer from motion sickness, where you can witness the conception and miracle birth of yet another Ferrari. It's also very seductive, and also very Twilight Zone. The hypnotic lights, the endless music loops, the movie theater that shows the same Italian racing feature over and over and over again.
Very happy.
We are
and, company are giving
out
us
of this world experience.
Out of this world experience. Exciting.
You even get the same comment from every worker you talk to. Well, I suppose you can't fault them, any more than you can fault Happy, Dopey, and Doc for whistling while they work, or any more than you can fault the customers here for chasing their 800-horsepower Italian dreams at $100 a pop, because that's what this park is for them. Not a religion, not a brand. It's just a dream come true. For Only a Game, I'm Ken Schulman.
You're listening to Only a Game.